SBS Radio. De Amerikaanse Michelle Green is Nederlands aan het leren, want dat heeft zij haar vriend beloofd. Een verhaal over de harde G, dialecten in Nederland en de gorgelende taal der liefde.
Because I promised my boyfriend, who is Dutch, that I would learn Dutch, or at least I would try to learn Dutch. And if I were to say that in Dutch, let's see, the sentence would be something like: ik beloof mijn vriend dat ik probeer Nederlands te leren.
And how long ago did you make that promise?
Is that right? Please tell me that's correct.
It's correct. It's beautiful. I'm very impressed. Yeah, how long ago did you make that promise?
I made that promise to him in January when we parted for the first time.
You parted for the first time? That sounds like a dramatic romantic story.
It is a dramatic and romantic story. We met on a boat headed for Antarctica. And so when that trip finished in January of this year, we had to part ways. He went off to the Netherlands and I came home to Australia.
But you don't sound very Australian to me.
I don't, because I grew up in Los Angeles. So I am a bit of a cultural mutt, because my parents were immigrants to the US and then I emigrated to Australia. So I've grown up in a multicultural household and now have my own multicultural relationship happening.
So your parents were migrants to the US. Where did they come from?
They came from Israel.
Aha, now the plot thickens. So you can learn Dutch with a fair amount of ease if you speak Hebrew, because that's a very guttural language, isn't it?
It is. And actually, when we met and I told my boyfriend that I was going to try to learn Dutch, he said to me, oh, you'll never manage because there's a lot of sounds. I just laughed and said, when it comes to sounds, I have it all covered, my friend. I'm all good on that one.
So, just backing up, what are you doing in Australia?
I actually came out here as a young person. I did a one-year study abroad, a university, like, exchange year. And then I ended up staying because it's a beautiful country and I love it.
And what's the story with the Dutch boyfriend in the Netherlands? Is the plan that he's going to come out here?
Yes, the plan is he's going to come out here. He's actually been out to visit several times already, which is wonderful and amazing, because I made some commitments this year that I couldn't travel. So he made those commitments to come this year. And at the moment, we're trying to find him a visa to get him to move here permanently. So Australia's going to have one more Dutchie in it, hopefully.
And does he know that you're learning Dutch?
He does know, because not only did I make the promise, but then I started that day that we said goodbye. And like most people do, I started with Duolingo, but I very quickly got frustrated by the fact that Duolingo is a lot of fun, but it doesn't really teach you the rules behind the language and why you say things a certain way. And he was making a lot of very good-natured fun of me that my accent was terrible. So I thought I'd better learn how to do it properly. And so I started taking a class, and I tell him all about my progress. And he's been very supportive. So when he comes to visit, he brings me Dutch newspapers and children's books like Saskia and Jeroen and all this kind of stuff. And he's super supportive and constantly tells me that he's very proud of me.
And where do you take your class?
I do it at the CAE, the Council of Adult Education in Melbourne.
Oh, excellent. And you're what, in the beginner's class?
No, I'm at level 3, just about to start level 4. Still think I'm a beginner, but pretty far along the road.
So can we switch to Dutch now, Michelle?
We can try. I can't promise that it'll be any good, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Wat leer je allemaal in de klas?
Wij leren te lezen, so we're learning to read, and to schrijven, to write, and to spreken, to speak.
And tell me, what do you find the most difficult part about learning Dutch?
Oh, goodness. Probably, well, two things. I think I find two things equally difficult. One is that every time I think I've figured out a grammatical rule, then I find there's an exception to this rule, or an exception to the exception of the rule. So I feel very confident one minute, and the next minute somebody tells me, oh, we say it like that most of the time. It's just not helpful. And the other thing I find difficult is when I read Dutch out loud, or I read from a book or whatever, it's very hard to train your brain to look at a G and not make a G sound, but to make a sound. I'm very fortunate that the alphabet is the same, but the pronunciation is probably the thing I find most difficult.
Well, you know the key to it all, don't you?
Well, you know, according to everybody I know, the key to it is just put the ch in front of every single word you say, which is not actually correct. But in class this week, we asked our teacher how you say the word crackers, because obviously cookies is cookies, but how do you say crackers, like savory crackers? And she goes, oh, it's just crackers?
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, so it's the same word, but just with a bit of a rubbish accent? And she's like, pretty much.
It's the same word with a rolling R, crackers.
So if I'm ever in doubt about something, I just say the English word with a rolled R and I'm okay.
And your boyfriend that is about to become one of our new Australians, hopefully, does he come from a regional part of the Netherlands, which maybe make it extra difficult to learn Dutch, maybe, perhaps?
He only told me several months after I started learning Dutch that, because I originally started learning Dutch, yes, because I promised him, but mostly because I wanted to be able to converse with his family and his friends, and I didn't want him to feel like he had to consistently translate for me if we spent time together there. He only told me several months after I got down this road that they don't, in fact, speak Dutch together. They speak Stellingwerf,
which is
a regional dialect.
In Groningen, yeah?
Exactly. Love will only take you so far. It's taking me as far as Dutch. I don't think I'm going to go the next level.
Well, it's a bit of a bridge too far to learn a regional dialect as well, isn't it?
We spoke in a small area, yes.
Yeah, it's very tribal, those dialects. So summarizing, we could say that you're learning Dutch for love.
We could. But, you know, I have to say that although he was certainly the original reason, I have discovered that I really love it, and I've really enjoyed getting to learn not only a new language, but a new culture, and I've become a little bit obsessive with it, shall we say. So now I listen to Dutch podcasts. I have just kind of become a part of my life that I really love.
You're embracing it. Okay, so are you listening to SBS Dutch?
Well, now I need to. So now that I know SBS Dutch exists, apparently I can become your biggest fan, Yopi.
Good, because I need them. And are you going to participate in the SBS National Language Competition?
I absolutely am. I think it's a really great idea, and there's a really fantastic prize. And the challenge for me is going to be to write this thing in English and then try to translate it to Dutch. But I actually want to see if I can do it the other way.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.